I would have to agree with it completely. I mean, if you look at it, and this is coming from recent surveys that were done by Unite, which is the trade union which represents workers throughout Ireland, about a third of them did not, you know, their employer required them to either take a day annual leave or unpaid leave or flexi time or sick leave for the day that they were off for the storm. I mean, that's crazy. Like, you shouldn't have to choose between a paycheck and your safety. Now, we're talking about like a red warning alert here. Now, we're not talking about, you know, bad weather or, you know, this is extreme situation. So there should be mechanisms in place where, you know, employees have the, you know, they're able to choose their safety above having to go to work to kind of to appease their employer. Now, that's not all employers, don't get me wrong. And I'm not trying to say that's the case, but I mean, it's about looking after the employees, and that's why I'd be in favour of this.
And I suppose there's also, as well, it's not only that whole, the whole fear people had at the time in terms of getting to work, but also even, maybe even the couple of days after the immediate storm, because there's so much damage that can be done to people's homes, so they can't just leave and go to work, that they had to use, like you were saying there, they had to use even unpaid leave to do it. So it's just about almost kind of having maybe a safety net. Again, it's only to be used in extreme circumstances, but to you it sounds like something that could be useful, particularly maybe in the Northwest here.
Yeah, precisely. Like, this was another thing that the union was calling for, and it's based on what happened out in Spain with the terrible flooding they had in Valencia, where they brought in a concept called climate leave, where people were afforded the chance to take 4 days leave to, or up to 4 days leave, to, you know, to attend to their properties or to, you know, sort out the mess that was left in the wake of the storm. Again, it's all dependent on the level of extremity of the storm. Like, I mean, I'm not talking about just giving out free time here, but if we have a red warning alert for unsafe to travel, workers should not have to take a responsibility to take on themselves to travel so they ensure they get paid, or else, you know, face the consequences. And equally, in the aftermath of that, there should be a mechanism in place if they have to clean up. But again, it's all about common sense here. It's not about trying to, you know, just push something through just for the sake of it.